I can't believe I'm about to do this rant. This one is all about urinating in public and possible ways to get away with it if issued an infringement notice by police. It also provides some advice in relation to Lismore's PP Police. Urinating in public is a huge problem in Lismore. It is one often committed by both males and females. It is unhygienic and can leave a terrible stench in the area. Offenders are mostly heavily intoxicated and include locals, visitors and young students. The possible repercussions of being caught may have such a huge impact on some individuals that the penalty far outweighs the minor offence. The biggest single issue contributing to the problem is the fact that there are no public toilets available. Another major issue contributing to the problem is the lockout that is in effect for all licensed premises who participate in the Lismore Liquor Accords. Once out, you can't get back in even to go to the toilet. Almost every weekend I see Lismore City Council's security contractor using council's CCTV camera system to catch individuals urinating in public. They notify their street beat security officers or PP police by radio when they see someone urinating in the street. The PP police then rush to the location, seemingly quicker than they do when responding to alcohol-related violence, and request identification from the person who was allegedly urinating. My advice to anyone approached by anyone other than a police officer in a public area that is not enclosed land is to refuse to provide your details or identification. A security officer has as much power in public areas as anyone else on the street. If you would not give your identification to a stranger, why give it to a strange security officer? Be polite and let them know that you do not provide your personal details to strangers and just walk away from them. Like anyone else, they do have the right to arrest you if you have been seen committing an offence, but this is very unlikely and may result in their prosecution for assault if they become physical with you for ignoring them and walking away. It can be quite intimidating for some when confronted by large or aggressive security officers, but the alternative may be much worse for some. If police request your identification or details, just provide it to them and get on your way. It is very likely they will send you an infringement notice in the mail. You can challenge that later through the courts. The infringement notice that will most likely be issued is one for offensive conduct or obscene exposure. To be found guilty of offensive conduct for urinating in public, a person must conduct themselves in an offensive manner in or near or within view from a public place or school. I'm not sure how urinating is considered offensive conduct by any reasonable person, since we all have to do it quite often. However, if the matter is pursued by police, it is a sufficient defence if you have a reasonable excuse for your actions. I would argue that having to go to the toilet on its own is a reasonable excuse. No public toilets being available and licensed premises imposing a curfew enforced by police, who are now prosecuting you for urinating after being filled with fluid all night, would be a much more reasonable excuse. The alternative would be to wet yourself, and this is not reasonable to anyone. To be found guilty of obscene exposure for urinating in public, a person must willfully and obscenely expose himself in or within view of a public place or school. There may be some instances where this may be the case, but it seems pretty reasonable to believe that ducking down a dark alley and aiming at a wall or squatting beside an object to conceal your actions would be considered a willful action, but would definitely not meet the requirement of obscenely exposing yourself. Almost every individual I have spoken to who has received an infringement notice for urinating in public has just wanted to pay the small fine to avoid the hassle of going to court. This is a huge problem embedded in our legal system and a separate issue I will rant about another night. I mentioned repercussions earlier, where the penalty may far outweigh the minor offence of urinating in public. Here is a possible scenario for many to consider. An 18-year-old university student is in their first year studying teaching. They attend a party at college and then head downtown to one of the clubs to keep partying, as students often do. They decide they've had enough and leave the venue. They make their way to catch a taxi. While waiting for a taxi, the student has a strong urge to go to the toilet. There is no public toilet around and they cannot get back into the club. They don't know how long the taxi will be. They really have to go, so they duck down a lane and discreetly urinate. The police spot them and take their details, then they head home. A week later, they receive an infringement notice for $200 for obscene exposure. They are struggling financially. It is not a lot, so they decide to pay the fine instead of challenging it in court, which could cost more. They learn from their mistake and get on with their life, never doing it again. 3 years later, they complete their degree and graduate. They apply for lots of jobs in the months that follow, but don't seem to get them. They are confused since they had good grades and decide to ask one of their interviewers why they are not being successful. They are told they did not pass the criminal history check and advised that a school cannot employ anyone to work with children who have a history of obscenely exposing themselves. What was only a $200 fine for urinating in the street while a drunk 18-year-old is now a career ender before a career even got started. I'm certainly not suggesting that people urinate in public or challenge every fine. What I am suggesting is that individuals should use a toilet where possible, but they should not be immediately punished if they find themselves in a situation where they need to urinate in public because no toilets are available. I would like to see warnings issued for first-timers who are also told what may happen in the future if they are caught urinating in public again. If they are punished, I would recommend challenging it only if the circumstances are appropriate. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. You're listening to River FM 92.9. I am Big Rob.